I have something to share about the prophecies. One is from my older sister Barbara. She, when we started the blockade, she had a really vivid dream of these old people sitting in front of her and telling her, "Now you sit in the way that we have sat before the treaties were signed." That's what these old people told her. And when she was explaining that to us, we didn't really fully understand what that meant, but we do now. Because when we sit on Indian reservation, like on Indian reserve, we are controlled by what is called the Indian Act system, and it is a federal government laws, and we live in that way, and a lot of times those laws are, like, we are forced to live in third world conditions. But when we go off the reserve line, we become our sovereign people, we become Anishinaabe again. And my sister's dream made sense after, because the blockade site where we stopped the logging trucks from destroying the land is off the reserve line, and my sister's dream being told that now you stand as we stand before the treaties were signed, when it's like these spirits came and told her what you are doing is right to protect the land. And that's what we follow a lot of times, like we are not just defenders of the land, we are not just protectors of the land, but we follow an instinct that is thousands of years old. And a lot of times that's how we go by our instincts. We don't go by a paper, we don't go by a law, we follow what's in our heart. And this one guy, Lester House, told us that instinct you feel when you go and protect the land out there in the minus 46 degree weather, he says, is the first law of the land. And that really was awesome when he told us that, like, that our instincts actually are like teachings from our ancestors that flows through our bloodline. That's why we are the way we are. And the other prophecy was that we are, this is a prophecy within my own people, the Anishinaabeg. The men usually are the drum carriers, but lately we have been bringing our big drum out, and a lot of men get scared of us because we have this big drum, and they're told, well, women don't carry drums, only men do. And then this lady told us in a reserve that there's a prophecy that says that when the women bring out the drums, it'll be in the time of war. And I feel like the war is right now. And it doesn't seem like it, but I feel like there is a war right now, and it's for the survival of all of us. And that's what I wanted to say. Like, I'm a drum singer. I sing with my sisters. My sister's a drum carrier. And it's an old drum that's gone through some dances and all that. So I wanted to share that part about myself, that just for you to know about the prophecies of our people. Thank you.
Thank you.